Mark chapter 16. If you want to turn there, this is going to be pretty brief. We have a full day, and of course, when I say pretty brief, those of you who know me well say, what's new? Anyways, we're going to look at this pretty much line upon line and what Mark gives to us concerning the resurrection of Christ. But then we're going to highlight two symbols here in this text, the stone and the tomb. And so that's where we'll kind of end up. And I want to remind you something that Father Don reminded us of a couple of weeks ago, and that is the book of Mark is heavily influenced by Peter. And that's who discipled John Mark. And so we'll see that in this text in particular. So keep that in your mind as we go through this. Verse 1 of chapter 16, when the Sabbath was past, this time of waiting, you know, the Sabbath, you couldn't do anything. You had to sit there, so to speak, and wait on the Lord. So we've all been there, right? We'll probably be there again. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint him. Salome, by the way, in this text, is considered historically to be the wife of Zebedee, the mother of James and John. You know, that bold lady that raised her sons to be zealots, right? That asked the bold question, can my son sit to your left and to your right? And of course, we know Mary Magdalene, she that was delivered from seven demons. No doubt her gratitude caused her to be very bold. So I just want to just state up front, these are women with backbone. These women are, there's something else. It was dangerous to identify yourself with Christ, especially during this time. And one of the things that I thought about these bold women with backbone, who were there, by the way, at the crucifixion, and here they are going to tend to the Lord's body. I heard a quote years ago, and I don't know who it came from, but it's just stayed with me, and that's 90% of the battle is won just by showing up. 90% of the battle is won just by showing up. If we would just show up as the body of Christ and then hang around long enough to see some results. I was very proud of you this past week, you know, living out your faith on the streets. And one of the victories that we're seeing take place before us, which is an absolute miracle, and one of those places that the body of Christ has gathered and you have gathered for decades now is in front of New Women's Abortion Clinic. And we have word now, May 18th, correct? That the owner of the clinic, and we're hoping before then, is going to have to turn over her license by court mandate, and that place is shutting down. Christ is risen. Give me your response. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. We met on the streets Friday. Good Friday service. Five other churches and worshiped there together. And Barb and Tim Key were telling Millie, Barb and Tim have been here for decades, hanging around long enough, showing up enough to see some victories. And they were talking about the unity, especially between this church and Christ Church. Show up. Hang around long enough and you'll see some victories. These women showed up to face this circumstance head on, dealing with the grief, loss, and pain. And let me tell you something. I'm not surprised it's women who went first. Because I'm married, and I'm married to a bold woman who knows how to confront things. And I've just seen it over the years. I don't know, and I don't know what it is. I think sometimes with men, we hesitate to confront things. And so, and that's not a cut down on men. We can learn from each other, right? Verse 2. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. I love the blessed foreshadowing in that verse. The fact that creation is preaching to these women the resurrection. You know, the Creator, God the Father, could have chosen to heat and cool the earth any way He desired. And yet He chose this poetic symbol that preaches the sunrise, that preaches the resurrection to us every day. Amen? They went to the tomb, the symbol of death and life. We'll return back to the symbol in a moment. Verse verse 3, and they were saying to one another, who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb? This dialogue acknowledging the impossibility of the situation, the presence of this stone, this insurmountable object that was keeping them from the Lord, this symbol of impossibility. But we'll see it as a symbol of possibility in a moment. We'll return there. John Mark continues, verse 4. And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back, and it was very large. All things are possible. That insurmountable object happened to be moved right when they looked up. And I really wish that Mama Gross was here, because I would hear some hooping and hollering, because she typically chastises us, get your eyes off your circumstances and look up. Get your eyes off that insurmountable object in front of you that you're obsessing over and look up. Now, Mama Gross would be hooping and hollering about now. Verse 5 and 6. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man identified in our other text as an angel sitting on the right side dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, do not be alarmed. I love that exchange. You know why I love that exchange? It's throughout scriptures when Jesus does it and angels do it. I love that exchange because our Creator knows us. Most of the time, the first thing He does on the scene is comfort us. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. It's going to be okay. That's usually the first thing that the Holy Spirit will minister to us in a difficult situation. Something we've caused, something life has caused. It's just going to be okay. Don't give up. Don't despair. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. He knows we're frail. He knows we need to hear that. Why do we need to hear that? And why is that such a guarantee to us? Verse 6, part B. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. It's over. That's what the angel is saying. He's saying, it is over. Good beat evil. Life beat death. Joy beat depression. Deliverance beat addiction. Love beat hate. Hope beat despair. Amen? It's over. That's what the angel was saying. This is why he's saying, don't be alarmed. Don't fear. Don't despair. Don't give up. It's over. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. That is weak. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. Do not be afraid. Why? Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Do not give up. Why? Christ is risen. Keep praying. Keep believing. Christ has risen. Don't give up on that child that has strayed from the Lord. Christ has risen. Don't give up on that marriage. Christ has risen. Do not fear. Christ has risen. Hallelujah. Verse 7. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. I believe Peter made sure that this great moment of mercy would be forever recorded. Go tell the disciples and Peter. Why do you think Jesus said and Peter? Peter knew why. Peter was in a place of despair. He felt like he was disqualified. And I don't believe he recorded that for himself. I believe he recorded that for us. Because we're going to go through times of failure where you and I will feel like we're disqualified. And the enemy of our soul will come and heap guilt, shame, despair. And our Lord will call us by name back to himself. Amen? Over and over again. That might even be you this morning. You might be in a pit. Maybe one that you dug. Usually that's the case for me. And I'm encouraging you that he is calling you by name back to himself. And during the time that we present the baptismal candidates, I want you to come forward. And I'll remind you again, just to rededicate your life to him, fresh and anew. Surrender your life to him. Be free. Be forgiven. Be strengthened. You're not disqualified. He is the only one with the qualifications. So you'll have a time to do just that. Let's consider the tomb and the stone in conclusion. The tomb, the symbol of life and death. See, these women knew Jesus crucified. They were there at the crucifixion. That image would never leave them, and it should not leave us. See, it's true that he's not there, the tomb is empty, but we must never forget that he was there. Did you hear me? It is true, the tomb is empty. He's not there, but we can never forget that he was there. I am so thankful. I did not grow up sacramental liturgical. I'm so thankful for the gift of the crucifix, because I need to be reminded that that innocent lamb was slaughtered for me and for you. That he took on the punishment that you and I deserved. That he stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to the Father's will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. We must never forget that. Psalm 95 was our psalm two times this week. I'm going to turn there. You can turn there with me if you'd like. The psalmist, once again, maybe the most recurring theme in the Psalms is to not forget and to give thanks. Do not harden your hearts, says Meribah on the day of Massah in the wilderness, when your fathers put me to the test and put me to proof, though they had seen my work. For 40 years I loathed that generation and said, there are people who go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. Therefore I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Verse 9, part B. They put me to the test. They tried me, because though they had seen my work, they became a people who grumbled and complained in their unbelief. And we have less excuse than they do in our grumbling and complaining. Why? Because they didn't have the full revelation. They were called to remembrance like Jesus or God himself provided manna in the wilderness. Well, we know that Jesus is the manna from heaven. He did it all. He is all we need. He did it all, and he is all we need. As we say in our liturgy, it wasn't a down payment, it was the full payment. As I was reminding a young man who was going through something very difficult in his life, father had abandoned him. Mother was in the midst of overcoming her own incarceration and addiction. And he said to me in boldness, and I've shared this before, he said, Jesus has never done anything for me. And I said to him, in my own words, your life has been, in a lot of ways, a living hell. But let's acknowledge that Jesus took on the hell that you deserve so that you don't have to. If it is his sole act that he does for us, then this love amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. I want to challenge us as we move into this Easter season and into the rest of the year, that during the noontime, as is the tradition in the church, that somehow around lunchtime we'll stop and pause, if it's for 20 seconds, and we'll remember the collect that says, blessed Savior, at this hour you hung upon the cross, stretching out your loving arms. Never forgetting, yes, the tomb is empty, but it was not always empty. This will be good for us. It'll give us heavenly perspective so that when you and I are facing hardship and we're prone to grumble and complain, we'll remember what he did, and that's enough. So that when we sin and we fail, and we will, that he took all of it to the cross, not just some of it. So that when you agitate me and I agitate you, and when you wound me and I wound you, we will remember what someone did for us and offer the same mercy that was offered to us. He's not there, the tomb is empty, but he was there on my behalf and on your behalf. We should consistently recall it and never forget it. The stone, this symbol of impossibility, that object that stood between these women and the presence of Jesus, the answer to their question was no man, nothing can remove the stone. Nobody can get us to the presence of God apart from that chief cornerstone that we read in the Psalm, Jesus providing the way. With man, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. See, this is the posture of the church militant. We consistently confront things that are impossible with the possibility and with the hope that all things are possible through Him. It is utterly absurd and impossible for a group of believers to stand on a public sidewalk in front of an abortion clinic singing, witnessing, and praying for that place to be shut down, but not with God. It's impossible to teach and disciple children on a daily basis who are repeating the vicious cycles of poverty to break those cycles and come to Jesus and follow Him. That's impossible, but not with God. It's impossible to make an A or a B in Miss Edwards' class. It's for one of my children, but not with God. It's impossible to beautify this blighted community, but not with God. We were told it was impossible to raise $650,000 on top of the $1.1 million to build a second floor of our existing facility, but not with God. With God, all things are possible. See, the moment that we conclude that a situation is impossible, we have forgotten the fact of the resurrection. The moment that you and I conclude that a situation is impossible, we have forgotten about the fact of the resurrection. It would have been so easy in the 80s and 90s to despair when there were 5 abortion clinics in Birmingham. 5 abortion clinics thinking it will never be gone from our city. We are almost one clinic away from being abortion-free city to the glory of God. It's possible with God. God's people have been faithful, going to that dark tomb for decades, and the impossibility is beginning to become possible. I want us to remember that the tomb is empty. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. 2 weak. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. And when you and I get up Monday morning, and there's some obstacle standing there like that stone, and we are threatened, and we are discouraged, and we begin to despair and think it's impossible, I want you to remember, because of the resurrection and because of the hope we have, all things are possible through Him. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Much better. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's have the baptismal candidates come forward, their godparents, their family to my left, and we will move into baptism.